I speak to you in the name of God. Amen.
Amen.
When I retired as Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral in 2004, I told the bishop that I would be willing to serve as an interim rector of the diocese, and he asked me to go to a parish east of Buffalo to help them out. Their rector had been terminated and then deposed. He was a charismatic quack. He really was. And wreckage was strewn all throughout the parish. They were in a state of trauma. My first Sunday with those people was a cold and snowy January day, and as it happened, we baptized 6 young people. I told the people of St. James that in the midst of their turmoil, we were doing the best thing we could do. We were returning to the foundation, to the sacrament of baptism, that dazzling gift that washes us with forgiveness, gives us the grace to live in Christ, and the strength to be the church. It was a joyful beginning to a long process of healing for that parish. Today, here at St. Catherine's Church, we are celebrating Back to Church Sunday. We've been through a rough year, 18 months. But any problems we have faced during this interim time pale, I guarantee you, they pale in comparison to the raw feelings of the people of St. James Church. We are just going through the transition in pastoral leadership while you look for a new rector. Although it has turned out to be longer than we expected and has been beset by the trauma of the COVID pandemic and American politics circa 2020, we made it through. We made it through. We are opening up, even though we have masks on today, until we can get this surging virus back in control. But we are opening up and returning to business, and today it is the greatest joy to welcome all of you back to church. Welcome! I haven't seen this many people in church since, I don't know, the bishop's visit, I guess. A long time ago. On this Back to Church Sunday, like that cold Sunday in upstate New York, we are doing the things that have to be done to be the church. We are baptizing these 2 fine, handsome young boys, Arthur and Bryson. We are blessing backpacks and serving the community around us. And we are commissioning our rector search committee. First, we can never get too far away from the baptismal pool. As my aged parishioner in Connecticut told me when he was brought back to church on Easter, a year after having been baptized at the previous great vigil of Easter at the age of 84. Richard was so bent way over with osteoporosis and his mind was increasingly shredded by dementia. But when I greeted him at the door, the deacon in the church brought him to church. When I greeted him, I asked him if he knew where he was. He looked at the font, he looked at me, and he said, "You called me Richard, and we did the water." "You called me Richard, and we did the water." Well, we're going to do the water today. And as always, it's like starting over. It's as if we are made clean again, along with these 2 fine boys, forgiven for our sins and offenses, empowered by the Holy Spirit to strike out on the Christian adventure, noticing the sheep without a shepherd, recognizing the hungry people outside our walls. When in doubt, go back to the font. It is the fountain of everything else. Secondly, we are blessing the backpacks of our young people, those who have come today and have brought their backpacks with them, praying God's blessing on them and their learning. Blessing our teachers and all teachers who speak peace to the young ones and walk with them in their journey. And we bless backpacks that will bring blessing to children we don't even know. 48 backpacks have been filled. So by you today, 20 were brought. More of you brought them. He works on a foundation with Derek Brooks. Remember the football player? And they fill the backpack. So when you start reaching out, you know, it gets contagious. 48 backpacks. We bless these backpacks. It will bring blessing to children we don't even know. Sometimes refreshment and hope that they also might learn and grow. Sometimes we become so consumed with take care of our own stuff mentality in church. We just do. It's a natural thing to do, but we just get sometimes consumed with take care of ourselves. We use up our energy to figure out how we can live together, treat each other right, and have our own spiritual needs met. But all the while, the world is hurting out there. We have no reason to be the church except to speak blessing to the world. We have no reason to be the church except to speak blessing to the world. Our whole reason for coming to this sacred place, to hear the Word of God, to confess our sins, to remember the needs of the world, and to be fed with the body and blood of Jesus, our only reason for doing all that is to look out, to reach out, to go out, and to shout out good news and hope. To look out, reach out, go out, and shout out good news and hope. To be the bearers of hospitality, healing, and hope to all who long to live and be free in the love of God. Then we're going to commission those of our fellowship who have offered themselves and have been appointed for the holy task of finding the rector God has prepared for you. They will receive names of priests, pray about them, meet with some of them, and make a report to the vestry, who will then call your next rector. This is all about moving into the future, and no church that does not imagine the future will survive. Finally, after the water is poured and the backpacks have been blessed, after commissioning our search committee, and after we have supped at the table of the Lord and been blessed and dismissed, we were going to assemble in festive joy to break bread with one another. We were going to have a fiesta, and in the manner of the overflowing Bible image of God's kingdom, we were going to have a banquet, a feast, a time of eating and drinking where everyone has a wedding garment and there's a place at the table for all forever. I first began to worship with you at St. Catherine's, I don't know, what, 5 years ago? Doesn't seem like that long. 5 years ago. I was astounded to discover that after church we all sat down for breakfast. Not a puny coffee hour. You know, with polite standing around with finger foods carefully consumed. No, we had a breakfast, hearty breakfast, cheese grits, shrimp grits, French toast, Jamaican jerk chicken, eggs, ham, bacon, fruit, anything else the weekly team might have dreamed up. As my wife and I became more regular in our worship, I really looked forward to breakfast. Really. I had to get up early to get here, you know, from Wesley Chapel, and it's a long time. Even if I have breakfast at home, it's a long time until after church. So I look forward to breakfast. When I began to serve you as a priest, first assisting Mother Susan and then as your interim rector, the Sunday breakfast became the anchor for our life together. I would look around the parish hall. I would see black people and white people, and as Catherine said this morning, international community around the tables. I would see straight people and gay and lesbian and transgendered people, new babies and old people with walkers. I'd sit at a table and hear Donald Trump extolled and roll my eyes, you know me, roll my eyes and offer my own opinion, and we'd still manage to finish our breakfast together, to disagree, to laugh, and to honor each other. So on this back to church Sunday, we wanted to come back to breakfast. Actually, we would have come back to pork and black beans and yellow rice. But it's all food. Good food. Delicious food. Lovingly prepared. Ready for us to eat together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcoming our new brothers baptized today. Remembering that not all our neighbors enjoy such a feast. Ready to follow God's beckoning and move forward in hope. Sad that we've had to reschedule our fiesta because it's hard to eat with a mask on. But stay posted as soon as possible. I talked to Juana today, and as soon as possible, we will gather around the table for our feast. All shall be well, dear friends. As Julian was right, all shall be well. I have great confidence that your next priest will find you ready to look out, reach out, go out, and shout out the good news of Jesus. And before you know it, we will celebremos la fiesta. We will keep the feast. Amen.